Não, do
A semana
céu.
inteira eu
Fala.
tô muito tempo. Não, só, cara. Mulla ei dal nave, siamo alla fine del tele. Cosa hai detto che ti vuole molto? Veloci.
Ok. Dai, no, non mi va, no, non mi piace. No. Awesome. Whenever you're ready. Yeah, so we're going to discuss now how the amount of power or authority affects getting social support in teacher-student relationship. And an article which I read discussed the coach-athlete relationship, which can, however, to be used same way than a teacher-student relationship.
Yes, and in my article, communicative acts in coach-athlete interactions when losing competitions and making mistakes in training, they also discussed about the athlete coach perspective of things. So not so much about the teacher student, but we think that it's like you can compare those two because they have the same power effects in the relationships.
Yeah. And I read an article name of a season-long examination of the intervention tone of coach-athlete interactions and athlete development in youth sport, which tell how it matter how coaches interact with their athletes, not so much what they say. So that's more important how coaches or teachers give you the feedback than what they actually say to you.
Yeah, I think that like all our studies, I think they were like between coach and coachee, but you can adapt it to this teacher and student thing. And according to my study that I read, it was Paul Dieter determines athletes' perception of coach power use and the association between playing status and sport satisfaction. That study was, I think, almost completely about this topic, and it showed that the coaches' reward or praise and use of expert authority was significantly connected to the athlete satisfaction with their own sport and the trust between coach and coachee. Oh, what else? And that study suggests that positive feedback, positive feedback and expertise can increase trust between coach and coachee, and that openness and trust is the key point of sports satisfaction and things like that.
Yeah, and my article wasn't directly for our like main question or problem what we are going to solve in this speak, but it was about how coaches social support, what it gives to what it gives to athletes, and is it like how much is it how much is it is like the sport satisfaction and teacher satisfaction, how much it affects on that, and also like I can give some examples for how it builds teachers and students like relationship and how it will help giving the social support to students and the relationship also, and the connection can be also like in both ways. So like if the teacher gives social support to teach the teacher gives the social support to students, students can also give the social support to the teacher, and it builds like better relationship with them each others. And also I think our society have shown that the power or use of authority, it's not that great thing like to build the relationship with teacher and student. Like I think from my article's view that the good relationship with each other, the teacher and student, gives the space for getting social support.
Yeah, I think that that you said that the relationship is often both ways. So it's not just the fact that teacher uses the power on the student, maybe in like educational matters or when they are teaching, the athlete or student has to pay attention. They have to have this kind of like they have to hear what they say so they won't get injured or they will do things better and correctly. But power is, like you said, a complicated matter, so you can use it also wrongly. And it's very important that it is used correctly and the relationship goes both ways.
Yes, and the teacher has a responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility to like do right for the
Yeah.
students and just not like well use the power wrongly, like I said.
Yeah, teacher has to like always think about students' like benefits.
Yeah.
Do you think that if there is a same amount of power like school system power, same amount, but do you think that the degree, if it's elementary school or high school or like that, does it like depend where you are?
Absolutely. Like lower school level, it's the amount of power or authority
For younger children, yeah.
the teacher needs some authority, and it's like in that level it's almost like you say completely what you do like all the time.
Yeah.
And when we where we are,
We're
we
kind of
de
independent.
yeah, independent.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I think that in elementary school, like younger children, it's like it comes natural that the child is looking up to you and stuff like that. But when students grow and grow, I think there might be more like rebel.
Yeah, trying out the
Yeah.
teacher's like limits and
Yeah.
power, definitely.
And
Yeah.
then the power comes, how you handle it, how you handle power or like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that in the lower levels of education, it's more how do you say, like they are raising children and just teaching
Yeah.
in the like side, and then it kind of shifts as we go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my study there was like so they were examining how coaches' communicative acts of interaction affects on the athlete, especially on when they fail in a competition or in practice. And I think that that's like a very specific way and situation to use your power. And there was definitely results that coaches' reactions differ. There was four categories that they like could put together. So there was emotional reaction, hostile reaction, and punitive reaction, and then post mistake communication, which was like both sides. And I think that we can take this to the teacher student environment as well. And as you said, that you take your or the power that they have comes from the situations, how they like, well, what they do when the kids rebel, and that's when the power comes if you do it correctly. So in my study, there was this hostile behavior, which is completely natural reaction to, like, if someone is trying out your limits. But I think that that's not something that you're supposed to have in teacher student or in the athlete coach relationship. I think that's very unprofessional, because in a way these all relationships are somewhat professional relationships.
In this my study or article tells the importance interactions and communicating athletes like young people, not just as athletes. And that's important when you use power or authority. Like, you don't just put children on athletes role, but you treat them like a young people.
Yeah, so they might be kind of like, you can compare the two relationships, but I think that kids, like teachers and students, okay, well, we're talking about kids now, but we are also students here. But if you look at the kids, the like, how do you say, kasvatuksellinen effect is very important. And I think that it's a huge responsibility, and you have to use your power correctly as a teacher.
Yeah, and I think when you come from children to the teenagers, it highlights that if you as teacher have power, then you must have like openness and trust between your students because they are trying you,
Yeah,
and
test your limits.
yeah, and it might be like because they are scared of your power and stuff like that, so you have to like create trust between teenagers and students, and then it's much more easier for them to adapt to your power, and you have to use it wisely and not be an asshole.
And that trust, I think, it builds from the satisfaction of the teacher. Like, you need to like him. Like, you cannot be like, I hate him, and also like trust. So like it needs to be positive. And in my article, there was like three support categories which supports the teacher or coach satisfaction, and they were practical support, self-esteem support, and knowledge support. Well, they give all those three, and they were like in the research, they were happy about their teachers.
How about you? Do you have like kokemus? Well, do you have kokemusta like in your high school times or like teenager times, why there was like some teachers that had power, they had like same amount of power, but why do you think that some teachers had more power for you than other teachers? Is it that what we just spoke, that trust and chemistry between you?
Well, from little bit like more different way to think, but in my military school or military, not military, like the teacher-student relationship was built from being the example
Yeah,
for the students.
respect.
Yes, and he built the respect, and I have always think that if you need to speak louder or being just like or try to be the like bigger and better version than rather than the students, you don't have the like the self-esteem,
Okay,
and like you're not that sure what about what you're doing.
yeah, and there are like gap between leader and boss. So
Yes.
Yes.
so conclusion.
So I think the conclusion is the coach's role in creating positive development is important,
Yeah, and
and
teachers also.
coaches and teachers and expert and that's why coaches or teacher have a big influence on athletes or students' development in youth aid.
And I think that I can like add to this what we discussed before the conclusion. And this as well, that the I think that the teacher has to have, or the coach has to have a democratic leadership style, and you have to face students as a person, not just like this target of your power. In a nutshell, coaches have to create this like optimal, and teachers optimal learning environment using their power correctly.
If you have power, you must have trust and openness between the ones you use the power.
So
And on my side, like before even getting the social support, the relationship needs to be like in both ways. So it needs to there needs to be trust and a little bit satisfaction, like on each other's.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, I think that we can call it.
Yes.
Okay. So,
Wrap it up.
yeah, did
Maybe.
we co do the conclusion too quick, maybe? Yeah, so, okay, well, do you have anything to add?
Don't think so.
Yeah, I think that we had the two-way street, trust, don't use your power wrongly, and
And there's like,
responsibility. Yeah, responsibility. Yeah, the key words.
and when we go to the upper school level,
The shit.
it transforms.
Yeah, the power.
Yes.
There is like still same amount of power, like lawfully, but
Yeah, but
still it,
socially,
yeah, it
it shifts.
shifts and changes the type of power between children and teenagers and now adult students.
Hyvä.
Oh.
Okei,
thank
Kiitos.
you.
Kiitos.
Thank you.
Woo!
You can give yourself. Actually.